Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Proverbs 26:4-5. Two seemingly contradictory statements. However, one addresses the benefits of wise silence, while the other the benefits of correcting the foolish. The Proverbs are made up of a series of maxims, a concise rule of conduct, brief and to the point, stating much in few words. You have heard the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. So it is with a proverb. Our consideration in this segment of Daily Bread is to consider this maxim regarding the actions of the wise when dealing with the foolish. The term fool is one that is confident of one's own ability, sure of oneself. Jesus spake unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he reasoned within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have not where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God said unto him, thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Luke 12:16-21. Solomon also said, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Proverbs 28:26. So, how should one deal with folly? 1. Proverbs 26:4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Do not be drawn in by folly. When the foolish give a statement or ask a question, which is obviously not sincere and denotes a lack of respect for truth, giving an answer is to give the statement or question credibility. The wise will not respond in a manner that treats the foolish as if they were serious or thoughtful, because folly is not stupidity, but willful perverseness, and is raised in an attempt to mock or disregard truth. 2. Proverbs 26:5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Exercise a wise condemnation of the foolish. Do not allow folly to go uncorrected, allowing the foolish and irreverent to hold his head high in victory. Now, the wise man is one that can tell the difference. Every prudent man worketh with knowledge, but a fool flaunteth his folly. Proverbs 13:16. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon, saying, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool beareth himself insolently and is confident. Proverbs 14:16.